In basketball and football, they are fierce rivals. But when it comes to business, UK and U of L are now on the same team. I'm Tom Goodell, and this is UK Perspectives. While we usually think of them as competitors, UK and U of L already share many academic and research projects and even some patents. On Monday, they announced an even more significant collaboration, Kentucky's first joint executive MBA program. Here to tell us more is the Dean of UK's Gatton College of Business and Economics, Dave Blackwell. Dave, welcome back to UK Perspectives.
Thank you, Tom.
What brought our two schools together to create this new MBA program? After all, we both have really great business schools, so why couldn't we just go it alone?
It actually turns out it's better for us to collaborate than to go it alone. Given the size of this market, if we both tried to do programs independently, we would be stretching our faculty resources pretty thin. And probably neither program would be as successful as it would be if we just worked together. So the additional flexibility of faculty staffing and increasing the breadth of faculty expertise that we can apply to the program really makes sense given the size of our market.
Now, what exactly is an executive MBA and how's it different from a traditional master's in business program?
If you look at the MBA landscape around the country, there's really three main flavors, if you will, of MBA. They're all the same degree. They cover basically the same material, but they differ in terms of the audience that they are trying to reach. So the traditional MBA is for students that have had, say, 3 to 5 years of work experience. They want to leave their job, make a big transition in their career, and they come back to school full time. And then there's the evening or professional MBA that targets students with 2 to 4 years of work experience that want to stay in their current jobs. They're not necessarily trying to make a big career shift, and they don't want to leave their current position, so they take the program in the evening or sometimes on weekends. The executive MBA is a format designed to reach executives that are at the mid-level of their career with 10 to 15 years of work experience, and that their organizations are trying to transition them into the leadership succession planning, meaning that they have potential to reach the vice president, senior vice president level, or even the C-suite at some point. So the format and the content is adjusted to reach that audience.
So this is different not only in terms of curriculum, but also in the way the classes are scheduled. You mentioned that the professional MBA is designed for evening classes, but this is even easier for someone who wants to keep their current job because the plan is to have classes every 2 weeks and they start on a Friday night.
Actually, the format is all day Friday, all day Saturday, every 2 weeks, so alternating weekends. And that takes place over 17 to 18 months.
And the plan is for these classes, some of them to happen in Louisville, some in Lexington?
Yes, we intend to deliver half the courses in Lexington and half in Louisville. And we're working out the specifics of the scheduling of those right now.
And you can't sign up for this today because the plan is to begin in 2014, I understand.
Correct. We still, both universities still have, you know, some approvals left to get at the university level. And we're proceeding with those now and into the fall. Once we get the approvals, we will then start recruiting students. So at that point, you'll start to see a lot of advertising and other types of outreach as we recruit students for fall of 2014.
And we'll put a link on our website for anyone who's interested in more information about this so that they can get in touch with you and in touch with your faculty.
That's much appreciated and will be very helpful.
Now, do you see this leading to further collaboration between UK and U of L, either in the business school or maybe other units within both universities?
Well, I think this executive MBA program can serve as a platform for some other outreach of both UK and U of L to the business community. So, for example, we might end up collaborating on some non-credit executive education. These are more customized seminars on specific topics that executives can take as they continue to learn throughout their careers. They're not for credit. They don't lead for a degree. And both universities do that now. But I think the collaboration will increase the reach of both universities with those kinds of programs.
Yeah, I believe I heard just recently someone say that if you haven't been back to school in the last 2 years, that you're probably not keeping up with your field.
You probably are behind. That's right.
Now, most important of all, I have to ask this. How are students going to know who they root for when the Cards and the Cats are playing?
I think that depends on where their parents went to went to college, most likely. But yeah, the intent is the degree will be conferred from both institutions. And so I suspect that when it comes to rooting for athletic teams, that each person will have to make their own decision.
Since I've got you here, and I know that there's a new facility planned for the Gatton College, or at least an expansion of your existing facilities. So give us an update. How's that coming along?
Well, it's actually a significant expansion and dramatic renovation. So we're really gutting and renovating the entire existing facility. It's moving along quite well. We will start to put up construction fencing in about 3 weeks. And soon after that, you will start to see some site preparation, moving around of utilities and so forth throughout the fall. So the work is actually going to start in earnest in mid-August.
And you're right on limestone, so listeners, as they pass by, can actually watch this as it progresses.
They will be able to watch it in real time, but once the work starts, we will also have cameras positioned around the construction site and the capability for those interested to monitor the progress online.
Oh, great. Now, do you have all the money you need for this?
Absolutely not. we are targeting a $65 million campaign. We have in hand right now approximately $35 million, and we're targeting an additional $30 to $35 million in fundraising to complete the project.
Well, thank you very much. Our guest has been Dave Blackwell, Dean of UK's Gatton College. Our complete UK Perspectives interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.